Well, may the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. There's a place in Acts chapter 13 where Paul is giving a sermon in the synagogue. They invited him to preach, a dangerous thing to do, and he began to preach. And he says something, beginning in verse 36. It says, "For David, after he had served the purposes of God in his own generation." That's a powerful word. That's a word you could preach, Mark. You could peel the paint off the walls with that word. Serving the purposes of God in our generation. "He fell asleep and was laid among his fathers and underwent decay. And he whom God raised did not undergo decay. Therefore, let it be known to you, brethren, that through him forgiveness of sins is proclaimed to you." Now listen to this verse, because he's just said that through Christ and what Christ accomplished, forgiveness of sins, the offer of sins forgiven, is proclaimed to us. "And through him," Jesus, the person Jesus, everyone who believes is freed from all things. Everyone who believes is freed from all things. He just got through saying that I proclaim to you that you can have forgiveness of sins. You can be free from sin's penalty. But then he adds to it, through him, through what Jesus did, everyone who believes is freed from all things from which you could not be freed through the law of Moses. The law of Moses about man's best effort. And what he's saying is that you couldn't get free from sin's penalty by your own performance. And you can't get free from sin's power or any of the works of the devil by your own performance. But it's not necessary for you to try to perform to get free. Through him, to everyone who, the word literally is, continually believes, walks in faith, has been freed from all things. There's a place in Romans chapter 6 speaking about the fact that when Christ accomplished this for us is in his death and his burial and his resurrection. Because you see, we were all guilty of sin. And as lost people, we were under sin's penalty. We were going to have to pay for our sin. But we were also controlled by sin's power. We were sinners and guilty, but we were also sinners by nature. And what happened with Jesus when he went to the cross, he took us as if it were us going to the cross in his person. And we paid for our sins. We were paid the penalty. We suffered execution for our sins in the person of Jesus. And then Jesus took that person who was a slave to sin and under the penalty of sin to the grave with him and was buried with him. And when he rose from the grave, we rose up with him, a new creation, one with Jesus, sharing his resurrection life. And that new creation that you are, if you're born again, has been freed by the finished work of Christ, death, burial, and resurrection, which we celebrate now in this Easter season, having come through Good Friday. That person that you are now has been freed from all things. It says in Romans chapter 8, verse 1 and 2, "There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus." If you're a Christian, you're no longer under the penalty of the law. You're no longer going to face execution, eternal hell, because of your sin, because it's already happened in the person of Jesus, our substitute. And then he says, "For the law of the Spirit of life has," past tense, "set you free from the law of sin and death." So when Paul preaches this little sermon, to these Jews, he's saying a lot to them because he knew their plight. He had once lived in it himself. He lived with a sin consciousness, knowing he was guilty of sin and unable to stop sinning. But when he became a Christian, he knew that he had been justified because the guilty sinner had been executed in the person of Jesus. Paul had died in the person of Jesus and had been raised up someone totally new who no longer was controlled by the power of sin either. He was a new creation. And so when he says this, and through him, everyone who lives by faith is freed from all things from which you could not be freed through the law of Moses, but what happened as a result of grace through the works of Jesus. I just wrote a couple of things on the side of my Bible, which is my word book. What he purchased for us, we possess, period. So every Christian begins every day with victory. It may not be your experience, but it's what you possess. Jesus set you free from sin's penalty and set you free from sin's power. And every day you begin your day possessing what he purchased, victory. You don't have to live in guilt and fear that God's going to one day punish you and condemn you for your sin. It's already happened in the person of Jesus. You don't have to keep asking God to set you free from those besetting sins either. He already has. And so what do? Everyone who believes is freed from all things which couldn't be accomplished by your own performance and self-effort. He's already purchased it for you. Victory is already yours and mine. What we have to do is believe, because what we take by faith, he undertakes by his Holy Spirit and makes real in your experience what is already real about you in your possession. With me? Christ is to you, and everything he's purchased for you is for you practically according to your faith. Didn't Jesus say that in the Gospels? Be it done to you according to your faith? You praying, begging God to set you free from this sin? He did it already on the cross. All you have to do is believe it. All you have to do is thank him for it. And what you take, regardless of what your experience has been, what you take by faith, he'll undertake by his Spirit. What you say is true about you, that he accomplished for you, the Holy Spirit makes real to you as according to your faith. God, make that sink into us, because it'll make the difference between walking in victory and living in defeat the rest of this afternoon and evening. No, you don't have to lose your temper towards that person because you've been set free. No, you don't have to give in to despair and disgust and bitterness and anger and worry because you've been set free. He said, freed from what? All things. But it won't be yours experientially unless you believe. It's yours in possession. You got it. You see, when Jehoshaphat walked into the valley of Baraka and there were three opposing armies waiting him, and when he got there, God had already defeated them all. And if he had walked into that valley and started begging God to set him free in this battle, oh God, please, please, please defeat the enemy. Please, 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 God, give me victory. He would have never experienced what was already true. We celebrate by faith what he's already done for us. And in our celebration of faith, the Holy Spirit makes it experientially real to us. Let me just say something too. I don't understand all this either, but I'm going to say that I believe that's true about our healings also. We have to contend, fight the good fight of faith for victory over sin, don't we? It's real. But why do we have such a hard time believing that's real about other things he set us free from? because it sounds too crazy, confess it, charismatic. And there are crazy, confess it, name it, claim it, charismatics. But what he accomplished on the cross, he accomplished on the cross. And I think one of the things we're having to learn how to restfully battle for everything he set us free from. Maybe this is one of the things that will raise our level of expectation. And what I've discovered in my experience in the Lord is what you expect is normally what you get. What you take, he undertakes. Doesn't mean that I don't like the part that says, well, I'm going to pray for you for your healing. I'm already healed in Jesus' name. No, you're actually sick, so I'm going to pray for your healing. But what you can believe is healing's yours because of what he did on the cross, provisionally. Do you see the difference? Not the phony baloney stuff. You know, let's stand. I'm in bondage to this sin. You don't confess to me, well, I'm not in bondage. I'm not experiencing it. Yeah, you are. Let's pray and stand and believe that you've been set free, that victory is yours here, so that what you take, he can undertake. That's at least part of the battle anyway. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.